Investor Brand Network, IBN, a multifaceted communications organization engaged in connecting public companies to the investment community, is pleased to announce the launch of the Stock to Me podcast as part of its sustained audio communications effort to provide specialized content distribution via widespread syndication channels. The following Stock to Me podcast is an Investor Brand Network audio production and may feature a client partner of IBN. Investor Brand Network may have been compensated for the production of this podcast. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you, and here today is your host of the Stock to Me podcast.
Thank you, everybody, for taking time out of your busy days to make us part of your afternoon and your due diligence while you look at stocks that you invest in today. Here on the Stock to Me podcast, we are speaking with Amplitech Group Incorporated. They're traded on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol AMPG. I want you to learn more about the company by following along at their website, Amplitech Inc., that's I-N-C, AmplitechInc.com. Of course, you can find this company as well at the Investor Brand Network. That's InvestorBrandNetwork.com. Go ahead and click on the Clients tab, and you will find the company in alphabetical order. Today, we are speaking with Sean Sawant. He is the Director of Communications for Amplitech Incorporated. Sean, welcome to the show, and thanks for taking time to call in.
Hey, Stuart. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Sean, before we dive into this interview, for those who may not be familiar with Amplitech Group Incorporated, if you would tell us about the business model and the markets that your company operates in.
Sure, Stuart. So Amplitech provides high-quality radio frequency or RF components that allow for high-performance, low-noise wireless connections in devices and systems. We offer our customers the most efficient and lowest noise figures in the industry built for mission critical systems. The products we offer are some of the industry's only products that meet the demands of applications to be used in space travel, aerospace, and quantum computing. So these are applications that require high reliability in extreme conditions. As we know today, virtually every mobile device requires a wireless signal of some kind, and systems are beginning to need to process more data than ever before. That creates an unprecedented demand for signal bandwidth to move applications and data in a fast and highly reliable way. Think of the proliferating usage of mobile devices, communication systems, autonomous vehicles, entertainment content distribution, IoT devices. The list just goes on and on. To support these trends, a range of services must be built out to carry these signals. Things like low Earth orbit satellite constellations, 5G and 6G connectivity in systems. And these things must be built out to support communications in space and even the signals used in quantum computing. Amplitech builds products that enable these signals to travel further and more reliably, as signals can generally gain noise, which you can think of as static as they travel. This noise can threaten the effectiveness of the signal. So our technology amplifies the signal while isolating the noise that otherwise could threaten the success of the transmission. We have a broad client list that includes General Dynamics, Honeywell, Lockheed Martin, Boeing, L3, Motorola, Raytheon. And we offer a full line of products for a range as well as custom products designed for specific use cases. We also provide a range of consulting services to help our customers develop, design, and actually implement their projects.
Outstanding. Thank you for that background on the company. Let's now learn about the management team. Tell us a little bit about who is running the show there at Amplitech.
Sure. So our management team together has centuries of combined experience in the microwave and communications industry. We have seen astonishing developments in the industry from the foundational breakthroughs in radio communications to the recent wins in internet constellation launches, autonomous driving, and quantum computing. We're passionate about our position in making the systems of tomorrow work today, and are extremely excited for the road ahead.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the past before we get to goals for the company. 2020 was a unique year, and so far in 2021, I'd like to know what are some of the milestones for the company achieved?
Sure. In 2020, we laid the groundwork and strategy for AmpliTech to pursue the enormous growth potential we see to supply critical infrastructure. This infrastructure is to build out the communications landscape that meets the notable demands that we need to power the future of communication systems. Of course, we also navigated challenges posted by COVID-19 in this time, which brought a lot of customer activity to a temporary halt. Nonetheless, AmpliTech achieved numerous design wins and began to design custom solutions for large and small customers. While we've been tirelessly developing solutions in the 5G, SATCOM, and Quantum space, in recent years, we actually found success in implementing solutions in our clients' projects. We also recapitalized our company, a process we were able to successfully complete in the first few months of 2021.
Excellent. Well, let's look at the rest of 2021 as we are now in the middle of the year. Talk to me a little bit about what are some of the operational goals for the company moving forward?
Well, the first goal was to put in place the funding we need to properly support our ambitious long-term growth plans. We completed two equity offerings and uplisted our common stock to Nasdaq. And as a result, we emerged with approximately $30 million in cash to fund our growth initiatives. Second, we focused on revamping the business by restarting our sales and marketing efforts now that the pandemic's impact on customer activity is loosening. And thirdly, we've identified a range of paths for growth, including the expansion of our product lines for a range of markets and pursuit of potential acquisitions to leverage our financial position in the market.
Well, Sean, any closing thoughts or comments for the investors, shareholders, and our listeners today?
Our years of innovation and delivering results to our client base has allowed us to come very far in our journey. I believe the additional resources we now have at our disposal will only accelerate that growth from here. Thereby, I believe that continuing to offer high-quality, cutting-edge designs, as we've done, and innovate will allow us to deliver to our end customers and drive progress in this modern-day industrial revolution. And for that, I'm super excited for the road ahead.
Well, very good. For those shareholders and those interested in becoming shareholders, the ticker symbol on the Nasdaq, one more time, AMPG, AmpliTech Group Incorporated. That website again, AmpliTech Inc., INC. That's AmpliTechInc.com. Sean, I want to thank you so much for your time, your insight, and your candor today, discussing your company's achievements, history, and outlook. We look forward to great things from you and AmpliTech here in 2021 and well beyond. Thanks for your time, Sean.
Thanks so much, Stuart. Thanks for having me.
All right, for Sean Sawant, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
The following Stock to Me podcast was an Investor Brand Network audio production. IBN is a financial news and publishing company delivering a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and enhanced news release services. Investor Brand Network may receive payments for corporate communications relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its clients. IBN holds no shares of any company named on the IBN sites, brands, and/or podcasts. To be clear, all officers, directors, and independent contractors of Investor Brand Network hold zero positions in and do not trade or intend to trade the securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, or should it be construed as, investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with the registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This podcast audio interview by Investor Brand Network is not intended to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used and statements of fact have been obtained from featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by Investor Brand Network as to completeness and accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.